This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Within a few days, Mary set out and hurried to the hill country, to a town of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Messiah should come to me? The moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that what our God said to her would be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior, for you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant. And from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you. You have shown strength with your arm. You have scattered the proud in their conceit. You have deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. You have filled the hungry with good things, while you have sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of Israel, your servant, mindful of your mercy, the promise you made to our ancestors, to Sarah and Abraham and their descendants forever." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Thanksgiving this year, something truly joyful happened. You see, about 6 months ago, my nephew Becker started texting. And he has been texting his Aunt Ellen, my brother Dan's wife, what seems like to me all the time. Ellen is a high school biology teacher. So Becker sends her pictures of all the interesting bugs that he sees. And while I don't really want a bunch of pictures of bugs, I did really, really want a text message from Becker. But I never got one until Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving night, when my parents and I were spending our food coma watching A Cozy Mystery on TV, my phone dinged. And when I saw that it was my first ever text message from my nephew, my heart leapt with joy. I think I even cried out, "It's Becker!" so loud that my parents leapt from the couch. This little message from my nephew, oh, it filled my heart with pure joy. This weekend, I was once again filled with pure joy. Yesterday, I got to officiate the marriage of two people who love one another and are committed to being partners in marriage for the rest of their lives. As I looked at these two people filled with such love for one another, As I looked at all of the friends and the family surrounding and supporting them, as I got to proclaim them husband and wife, my heart was filled with pure, absolute joy. Last weekend, I felt that joy at our jazz service. Based on our reading from Malachi, I preached a very direct sermon in support of immigrant rights. And I knew there was a chance that some people wouldn't like that message. But in Scripture, God makes it abundantly clear that we're called to care for the foreigner, the stranger in our midst. So that's the message I preached. And after the service, I was filled with joy. So many of you took Know Your Rights flyers for yourselves and the people that you know. One of you asked if we could collect Christmas presents for the kids of an immigrant family in need. Many of you thanked me for the message. And one of you, one of our young members, shared with me how much it means to them that I have the bravery to preach about something like this that really matters. And they wish that more people would hear that sort of message. Your responses to this message from Scripture filled me with absolute joy. My siblings, there are many occasions in our lives when we feel happy or content. And then there are occasions when we feel absolute pure joy. Times when our hearts leap for joy. That is what Mary and Elizabeth experience in our gospel lesson today. Pure absolute joy. After Mary hears from the angel Gabriel that she will bear a child who will be the Messiah, she sets out to share this joy with her cousin Elizabeth. And in the sharing of this joy, the joy is multiplied, literally. John, on hearing Mary's greeting, leaps with joy in Elizabeth's womb. When Mary and Elizabeth share joy with one another, the joy grows. John shares it too. So today, I would like us to multiply some joy. I invite you to think about the most recent experience you have had of joy. Not just happiness, not just contentment, but absolute, pure joy. The kind of joy that is John leaping in Elizabeth's womb. The kind of joy that is me crying out, "It's Becker!" The kind of joy that causes your heart to leap and sing. The kind of joy that comes from love. What is your most recent experience of joy? Take a moment to think about that. And once you have that experience in your mind, turn to someone sitting around you and share that joy with one another. Tell the story of your joy, for in the sharing of joy, it multiplies. Go ahead.
Well, we know yours.
I know. What did you think of?
When I asked Sasha what he wanted for Christmas, and he said the trip was enough.
Aww.
That was so great. No, I thought it was just perfect.
That is perfect. That's a great example, Bob.
He ran the 10K yesterday.
No way. At 10K?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Sasha.
Well, he walked a mile and he didn't think that was enough, so he went back to the start and ran the 10K with the adults.
Oh my goodness. Tell him congratulations from me. That's amazing.
I'll take you next time if I come.
I don't know if I want to do a 10K, though. I'll do the mile. That's great.
Well, about Charlotte, how she turned out. She only walked past the finish line in the race. She didn't participate in the close. She was counted as the first to finish.
That's certainly one way to do it.
Everybody behind her got.
Oh my gosh. All right, take a moment to finish sharing your stories. Thank you for sharing your joys with one another. When we share joy with each other, it multiplies. And it inspires us. After Mary and Elizabeth and John share joy with each other, Mary is inspired to sing what is the first prophetic song of the New Testament, the Magnificat. It is a song of justice. It is a song that proclaims a different world, a world that is aligned with God's kingdom, a world in which the proud are scattered, tyrants are deposed, the lowly are raised up, and the hungry are filled with good things. Mary sings of a world in which God's justice reigns. It is a prophetic song of justice. And it is, without doubt, a prophetic song of joy. My spirit rejoices in you, my Savior, Mary sings. Having experienced true joy due to God's love, and having shared that joy with Elizabeth, Mary is inspired to dream of and to build a world in which all people get to experience the kind of joy that she and Elizabeth have experienced. Sharing joy. For Mary is not just about telling people about the joy she has had. For Mary, sharing joy is about building a world in which all people get to experience that joy for themselves. This desire to share joy, to have it multiply and grow, to build a world of God's joy, is what inspires Mary to sing her song of joyous justice. Because in truth, the sharing of joy is at the very heart of justice. Justice is the creation of a world in which everyone can experience the joys that we hold most dear. The joy I experienced at receiving that very first text message from my nephew inspires me to build a world in which all families have the joy of access to communication, in which all families have the joy of being united in love. The joy I experienced in officiating a wedding yesterday inspires me to build a world in which every couple, no matter who they are, can have the joy of getting married without prejudice. The joy I experienced and how you all received God's message of caring for the foreigner in our midst, it inspires me to build a world in which every immigrant can live without fear, live with joy. The joy I experience in my life inspires me to build a world in which all people get to share that joy, experience it for themselves. In which all people get to know the joy of a world of God's justice and love. So, my siblings,
Think about the joy you experience in your life, the pure joy of God's love. And may that joy inspire you to build a world in which all people get to experience that joy for themselves. Amen.